man. Moving on back to my money.
Hello, everybody, and this is recording.
That's horrible. Of course that was horrible.
Hello, and welcome to the Dietrich Gamecast for December 16th, 2010. That's not the right date. December 17th, 2010. I guess... Yeah, it's recording. I'm your host, Jeremy Matthews. Joining me today, as always, Jorge Ugarelli Gomez, the Peruvian Wonder.
Hello.
Also joining me, as always, is not the Peruvian Wonder, Edward Hadashita Lee.
Hello.
And our special guest today, guy who watched the Video Game Awards, Trevor Mitchell Dene.
Hello.
All right, guys. I'm glad to have you all here. Let's get down to business. Edward, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
That's interesting. What video games have you been playing?
Oh, man. You know, I can't remember the last time I did play a video game other than the last week's podcast. I've mainly just been looking up tech stuff.
That's great. What tech stuff have you been looking up?
Oh yeah, Maximum PC. I've been stalking Intel and the new Sandy Bridge processors and all. And ATI has their new 6K cards out.
All right, you excited?
Oh, am I ever. I just need to get some money.
Oh, don't we all. What's that, Mitchell?
Christmas is coming.
That's true. Christmas is coming. Mitchell has a great knowledge of dates. But Mitchell, do you have a good knowledge of what video games you've been playing?
Can I hold this?
Yes.
All right. I've been playing some Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. I've just got into it after playing some Black Ops, and I've been having fun sniping people in the head. And then I've just been playing Halo Reach from time to time, a little bit in there. Yeah.
All right, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. Jorge, let's hear some more excitement.
I haven't really played anything except for a little Forza 3. Again, I was mostly watching Initial D. Ooh. Intense. 886.
That's really great. I actually played a video game.
What?
Yeah. I'm going to bust it out. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Latest release.
Is it good?
I'm really close to the end. Yeah, it's really good. Really good. But, more importantly, on last week's podcast, Edward mentioned that he got a 16 kill streak in Team Fortress 2. Isn't that right?
Yep.
Okay. Let me spin you a story. I was playing as the Heavy on a map, which I remember the name of, but I'm not going to say. No, I don't. That was going to be really funny, too. It didn't work out. Anyway, I was Heavy. I got a 15 kill streak.
That ain't 16, though.
Yes, that is not 16. And then I got really mad and quit. So that's my story. All right, we all played some really exciting stuff. But I think it's time to move on. Anybody hungry?
You give me a love pretzels. Here, I'll open them.
Thanks for spoiling the surprise.
See, the louder we make it, the more entertaining it sounds. Trust me, it's a podcast book. I watched it from the internet. There. Enjoy.
All right. Since Mitchell's the guest, we're going to let him have first dibs. Yeah. All right, Mitchell. Yeah. Take us through it.
Okay. They're very salty and nice. Yeah. And they just taste like amazing. I love them so much.
Wow, that's a stunning review. Let's backtrack a little. This is Rolled Gold Classic Style Thins that we got from the IGA. It was Edward's turn to buy the pretzels, but no, I had to buy the pretzels for the third week in a row.
I like them when you buy pretzels. They taste better when you buy them.
What about last week's? They were horrible.
Yeah, but they had a special Jeremy Essence to them because you bought them and I didn't.
That Jeremy Essence sounds pretty good. Mitchell, you had something to say?
What pretzels did you get last week?
Are you telling me that you didn't listen to last week's Dietrich Gamecast?
I started, but I had other stuff to do.
Get out of here. Actually, don't. No. Don't. Because you have to talk about the Video Game Awards on Spike TV. Mm-hmm. We didn't watch them because, you know, they're terrible.
Yeah.
But Mitchell watched them, and there was some gaming news. Talk us through it.
Well, they had this cool animation system where if you were at home watching on your TV, you could see animation around the stage, like pictures and videos of other things. But if you were just at the Video Game Awards, you could only see the screen, which I thought was pretty cool. There were many games and many awards handed out, a lot of the character awards with like Ezio and Woods from Call of Duty Black Ops. The game that won the best game of the year was Red Dead Redemption. Yeah, that was it. And oh,
that's wrong. Red Dead Redemption is not the game of the year.
Well, that's what they said, though.
I disagree.
I disagree also.
I also disagree. Also, I disagree. I also disagree. Edward.
I agree. I mean, disagree.
I disagree.
I disagree.
I disagree. All right, sorry, Mitchell. Go ahead.
Yes, I thought it was very sad when they called it up. I thought that something better would win, like maybe Fallout New Vegas or Halo Reach or Black Ops. Those are the three games that I have. Or Brotherhood, which was quite nice. I still haven't beaten that game. You don't like it, Jeremy?
Thumbs down to your choices. Mass Effect 2, obviously, superior.
Mass Effect 2 was also really good, but BioWare did win the Game Company of the Year, which I thought definitely was the right thing.
Yeah, they produced that awesome iPhone game, Mass Effect Jacob's Story. That was killer. Such good.
Well, Edward, being the PC gamer, I think Valve is still the best, even though they released nothing. They're still the best. And also, if Valve did release Portal 2 at the original release date, October 23rd, instead of sticking to your Valve time stuff, I bet Portal 2 would have won Game of the Year.
Well, there was a headcrab in Super Meat Boy, so I guess it did something. Jorge, your Video Game Company of the Year?
Turn 10.
Oh, the Forza company. That's a really innovative choice for Jorge.
Wow.
Yeah, BioWare. That's an alright choice. That's true. Dragon Age, more last year. But there was Awakening. So yeah, that's a decent choice.
Yeah, they're also coming out with Dragon Age 2, which looks pretty cool. They had, like, the most amazing trailers, BioWare. Which, they just showed tons of new video trailers, and I watched them at a party, and I couldn't really understand most of it because everyone was crazy. But I thought they were good. I don't know why nobody else thought they were good. So, yeah.
You had a Video Game Awards viewing party.
No, I did not. I just happened to stumble across the Video Game Awards on TV.
So you were at a party. And you thought, oh, the best thing I'm going to do at this party is watch Spike TV, the Video Game Awards. That would be so sick. I'm going to party.
That's not how it happened. It just happened to come up on the TV while it was on, because we were just doing stuff, playing with some Nerf guns, shooting people. And all of a sudden it came on, and I decided to sit down because I was really sweaty. And tired from running around downstairs where it was really hot. And so I just sat down and started watching the Video Game Awards.
This sounds like the worst party ever. Running around, shooting Nerf guns, and then watching the Video Game Awards. Edward, what are your thoughts?
Not my type of party, really.
Jorge?
Sounds horrible.
All right. My buddy's here, sticking with my point of view. Mitchell seemed to be the odd man out. Mitchell.
It wasn't my party, though.
Mitchell.
Yeah.
I heard there were some video games announced at the Video Game Awards. Why don't you tell us about a couple of the highlights?
Well, there was Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception. That looked pretty cool. It was where he just landed in the desert, and there was a plane, and he had an AK, and started walking, and yeah. SSX Deadly Descent looked really, really cool. I remember playing SSX 3. I liked and enjoyed that game. It started off by the rider in the helicopter going up to the mountain in a storm, and he dropped out of it and went off a cliff, and just before he was about to end the video, he pulled out his arms, and you could see those, wings, I guess, that attached to his legs and his arms, so he could, like, float. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Kind of like a hang glider thing. I don't know. That seems way too different from SSX before. I was pretty into some SSX Tricky myself. Yeah, this just seems like a totally different game.
Yeah, it does. It's more dark. I remember SSX more being light and about, like, happy stuff. okay, and then I saw Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim. It looked pretty cool. It was just a wall, and then all of a sudden a dragon appeared out of it, and I didn't really understand, but I really liked Oblivion. It was I still play it. It's a really good game. Any comments?
Dude, that was a sick dragon. That was such an intense dragon. Also, yeah, Oblivion, great game. Elder Scrolls, classic series. I'm glad to bring it back. It's been a while. 2006.
Yes, it has. Another video game coming out, Mass Effect 3. I think everyone is excited for that game. That's probably going to be a really popular game.
There seems to be a contrasting opinion to that. I'm excited. Jorge, are you excited?
Never really got into Mass Effect.
Oh, that's great, Jorge. I guess there are no Ferraris in Mass Effect.
Not at all.
They're going to be on Earth this time, so maybe you get your Ferrari, Space Ferrari.
Forza 4? Forza 4.
Forza 4 is not the game we're talking about. Edward, what do you think of Mass Effect 3?
Unfortunately, I'm still the techie and computer gamer, so I'm totally out of the loop here. I know nothing about these games.
Mass Effect's on the PC, bro. Play it. Yeah. Check it out. Thank you for interrupting me, Mitchell. Continuing the trend of awesomeness. Uh-huh. Also, what did you call Elder Scrolls?
Skyrim, I think it is.
And we're continuing the horrible mispronunciations, as that is obviously Skyrim. Good job. All right, Jorge. Hit us with the cars.
Four is a four.
Is that all you have to say?
Yeah.
That's seriously all you have to say? Really?
I like the trailer, except 90% of it was like real races. And the lighting looks a little better and graphics. I hope they have a day and night and maybe like some snow and rain for racing.
I mean, I like car racing games. I'm okay at them, but I don't know. I never really got into the racing game except for like Mario Kart, which was fun. I liked Mario Kart.
Yeah, racing ain't racing until you actually throw turtles out your window and try and kill people with turtles, and then you start shoving mushrooms up your exhaust pipes trying to go super speed.
But it has Kinect. You don't have to brake or anything, but which is not very good, but I like turning your head and everything in the car.
They've said the only Kinect feature they've confirmed is the walking around the car and opening the doors and looking at the speedometer, which, you know, great innovation.
Well, you know, if you want a real life driving experience, maybe you should, I don't know, drive a car.
I'm getting my driver's license next month. I hate to go off topic, but I'm going to be driving a car next month.
Get off the streets.
That's horrible.
I'm going to be hitting the streets hardcore. A few other games. Resistance 3. I don't really like Resistance. Anybody like Resistance?
I played the second one. I didn't. I played the second one. I didn't understand. I just liked killing things. And it was okay. I played at a friend's house. Yeah.
That's deep. Prototype 2?
I especially liked Prototype. It was fun being able to jump around and take people's forms. Prototype 2, apparently it's about a man who was out at war, and he came back to find that his family had been killed by Alex Mercer. So he wants to become infected with this what Alex Mercer had, so he can kill him. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think he's actually going to kill him, but I hope it looks like a pretty cool game. Yeah, that's all.
Wow, that's coming in 2012. That's a while for that. But it's an even longer while for the only original IP announced at the Video Game Awards. One original IP.
What?
One. All right. Gilly del Toro, director of Pan's Labyrinth and other movies I don't like, has announced his horror game, Insane, coming 2013.
That's one hell of a creative title.
Yeah, dude, the I is not capitalized. The S is capitalized.
It's just like so... I don't know how to explain it. It's just so lame. Like, seriously, insane. Oh, wow, you spelled insane wrong. Ooh.
Technically, they didn't spell it wrong. The punk, the grammar was wrong. But I'll let it slide. I'll let it slide. But, dude, this game's coming out after the apocalypse. 3 years we have to wait for this game, and they didn't actually show anything from it. I felt this was a pretty weak announcement. What about you, Mitchell?
I don't even see anything. I don't usually do the PC games. I mean, I've got some strategy games, but I can't really play them because I don't have internet on my computer. yeah, so it's kind of sad for me, but I enjoy some strategy games like Command & Conquer and StarCraft, and it's fun for me. You guys like strategy games?
Dude, what are you talking about? It's not a PC strategy game. It's a horror game. I don't even think it's for PC. But yeah, strategy games are pretty good. What about you, Edward?
I know on Steam they're really prone to that Rouge, R-U-S-E game, but I never really got into that. I played a Age of Empires ripoff.
Age of Empires, don't buy Rouge. Don't ever buy Rouge. It's not good. There's a reason it's already on sale. So it's been on sale like 10 times on Steam.
Well, that's Steam for you. I mean, Steam will put anything on sale.
That's true, but like every third one is Ruse. It's pretty weak. Alright. I think it's time for the tech segment.
Oh yeah, this is my part. Okay. So I guess I'll just run off the list off the top of my mind. Big news, I guess, for Universal Ports is the VGA standard is going to die in around 2015. So, pretty much... a lot of the screens we use today use the VGA cable. Hell, even our podcast is using the VGA cable due to a laptop monitor mishap. Yeah, that's kind of my bad.
Why don't we let Jorge tell us a little story about the VGA port and the mishap and all that good stuff that I'm going to describe really well by pausing dramatically a lot.
Without using a one-liner.
Okay, so like the power port, cord port, was like broken, and so I sent it to Edward so his dad could fix it, but he fixed it.
Hey, it's fixed!
And he broke the backlight, so my dad did not want it anymore, so I had to use a VGA cord thing to plug it into the TV. So yeah, that's the story.
Just remember, you only have 5 more years left on that VGA port before we all go over to DVI or something. Or HDMI.
So yeah, what's gonna be the new standard in video? What do you think, Edward?
Well, it should probably be HDMI. But with the higher bandwidth coming out probably in the future, like 4K video instead of 1080p, we may need to get a new HDMI port that can even handle even more bandwidth.
All right, well, look forward to that in the future. Any other tech news, Edward?
Yeah, lots from Intel. Sandy Bridge, so the one after the current one, I think it must be Linfield or something. It's going to release in January, so all the hype is starting up. Got the new motherboards coming out. Intel says that they're going to have 4 cores for laptops now, so if George is going to get that new laptop, it should at least come with 4 cores now, which is nice and powerful. Information is being leaked as always, so there's lots of cool specs coming out for the new processors.
All right, that's good. All right, I think Mitchell might want to say something. He's shaking his hand at me. He's going like woo 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 with his hand.
I just remembered I was watching some EP, I think it was, and they were saying that they were going to release some new a new Brotherhood, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood map, and a couple new modes. So I'm looking forward to that, but...
Hold on, Jorge has a phone call.
I rejected it.
All right, good thing. All right, Mitchell, get back to it.
Okay. The only thing with Assassin's Creed... What? What is this? Okay, the only...
Hold on, I have a phone call from the one and only Khalil Nanji.
Oh my god.
Hello? Hold on just a second. Hello, you're on the Dietrich Gamecast. Alright, yeah, I'm going to put you on with Jorge live on the Dietrich Gamecast.
Hello?
Horny man.
Yeah.
Are you going skating?
No.
Edward is.
Edward is.
Hey, can I come to your crib?
We're recording the podcast.
Yeah, sure. Guess so.
Actually, maybe I'll come later.
What time?
Whatever, like 12.
No, the skate starts at 11:45.
Yeah, the skate starts
at 12. I'm at the rink right now.
How? Okay, sure.
What is this? No, no.
This is a game cast, Khalil. We're talking about video games, not snowball fights.
What do you need?
Hey, I'll come at like 12. Hey, see ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Command. Send message to. Oh, no, my voice command. Voice command's not going well. All right, so that was Khalil Nanji, our resident World of Warcraft expert, calling us in the middle of a podcast. So yeah, that was probably the best podcast moment ever, wouldn't you say, Jorge?
Yes, sir.
I hope everybody gets to experience that, and we'll have more great stuff like that maybe next week. What do you think, Jorge?
Yes, sir.
So yeah, podcast next week confirmed. Not sure what day it'll go up. Hopefully earlier than this one. But yeah, join us next week for more fun and pretzels on the Dietrich Gamecast. I'd like to thank Edward.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Jorge.
Yep, thanks for having me.
And our special guest Mitchell. Mitchell, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, it was great to be on here. I hope I can come back and talk more about video games because I play them a lot.
All right, yeah, we'd be glad to have you back anytime. I'm Jeremy Matthews. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. Ba-boom. Oh!